USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Although the U.S.'s supply chain problems are easing up, the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is threatening to undo that progress. Port Envoy to White House Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force John Porcari explains how the new virus strain has affected the supply chain.
There have been some increased outages from longshore workers and others. So far, that has not disrupted operations.
Porcari adds the global supply chain was stressed before the pandemic, but COVID has really exposed the problem. Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is announcing his intention to work with his state legislator to pass a law allowing more people in his state to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Kemp saying that he believes this is a right already ensured for citizens by the Second Amendment.
I believe the United States Constitution grants the citizens of our state the right to carry a firearm without state government approval.
Police in New Hampshire are crediting a dog with leading police officers to a crash on an interstate.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessar on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel. You know, she just, it's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and do what she did.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.